弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
好不好？我们在一起有些祷告。
Let's have more prayers。
主，我们实在要仰望在你面前。
Lord, we truly look upon you。
主，如果没有你允许，有没有一个人能够站立在你面前
？Without your promise, no one else can stand in front of you。
主，你既然恩待我们
，But you have grace to us。
主，让我们在一起擘饼来纪念你
，So that we can break the bread together to remember you。
主，你用主你的爱再次向我们显明你如何的爱我们。
Lord, use your love to reveal to us how much love you have on us。
主啊，就请你继续怜悯我们这些实在常常是。软弱。
May you continue to have mercy on us who are weak.
我们常常是悖逆你的人。
And who are rebellious to you.
主，继续与我们同在。
Please continue to be with us.
主，照你的应许。
According to your promise.
主，用你的圣灵在我们心里面对我们说话。
Speak to us with your Holy Spirit.
我们把我们的感谢颂赞都归给你。
We give thanks and praise to you.
靠主耶稣基督圣名。
In Christ Jesus' name.
Amen. 谢谢主，让我们还有一次机会。
Thanks the Lord for this chance again.
在每次看到弟兄姐妹，我就感谢主。
And every time I thank the Lord for seeing brothers and sisters.
看着弟兄姐妹在主面前的光景。
And look at the conditions of brothers and sisters.
如果不是他恩待我们。
If it's not because of his grace.
我没有一个人能够站立在他面前。
No one else, no, not one of us can stand in front of him.
所以当我们在一起擘饼纪念主的时候。
So every time we come to the Lord's table to remember him.
我们成为主的见证。
We become the testimony of the Lord.
主用着我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
Lord, use every one of us.
再次见证他在我们中间。
To testify that he is among us.
然后今天要继续交通是哥林多前书第一章第九节。
Today I want to have a fellowship regarding to the 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
他说神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，还与他好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
It says here that God is faithful by whom ye have been called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
或许在英文里面我们可以讲说呼召我们进入和他儿子耶稣基督的交通。
In English, it's mentioned that we are being called into the fellowship of the Jesus Christ.
在这个题目里面我已经交通了差不多第五次。
This is the fifth time I share about this topic.
我不知道弟兄姐妹怎么样。
I don't know about you.
但是对我来讲是很大的帮助。
But this is a great help to me.
谢谢主耶稣给我这个机会。
And thanks the Lord for another chance.
也谢谢弟兄姐妹给我这个机会。
And I thank the brothers and sisters for this chance as well.
记得在今年初我们在交通的时候曾经唱一首诗歌。
In the beginning of this year, during the fellowship, we have this hymn.
我想在我信主以前，我并没有诗歌在我心中。
Before I am a Christian, there was no hymn in my heart.
我记得在我高中的时候，我曾经有一个月的时间，每一天6点钟到学校。
I remember that during my high school years, there was every day that I would get to the school at 6 o'clock in the morning.
因为我们去那里接受训练，要做司仪。
Because we are there to be trained to be a speaker.
是英文怎么说？因为我们就是接受了一个月的司仪训练。
We have this 1 month of trainings that we could be standing in front of the podium leading a gathering.
然后在高中的时候，我们就做司仪。
So in during the high school, we are the.We could be standing in front of the public.
我们六点钟到学校，就对着那个稻田，在那边喊立正稍息。
6 o'clock in the morning, we are facing to this field shouting.
所以我的喉咙就比较大一点。
So I have a loud voice.
所以1000多个人，我可以不要麦克风，我可以整理队伍。
So I can speak to 1,000 people without microphone.
然后到大学我还是一样做司仪。
So I continue to be standing in front of the podium when I'm in college.
到部队我还是带部队踢正步唱军歌。
So I'm also a leader in the army when I was in the army and also be the leader singer.
我有很大的喉咙的声音。
I have a loud voice.
但是我没有诗歌在我里面。
But I have no hymn in my heart.
我不知道我的生命是为什么。
I didn't know the purpose of my life.
直到我认识了主。
Until I know the Lord.
我实在认识那位爱我的主。
I truly starting to know the Lord who loved me.
所以我心中就满有了诗歌。
So then I start filling with hymns in my heart.
我没有像鲍尔像很多弟兄能够记得诗歌。
I'm not like other brothers and sisters who can memorize hymns.
但实在有一些诗歌在我们里面是在帮助我们。
But there are hymns that help us.
好，我们可不可以再一次唱你这首诗歌
？Can we sing this hymn again together?
相信这不但是我的心里面的感觉。
I think not just myself have this feeling.
实在我们相信弟兄姐妹都可以一起做见证。
We can always have testimony with brothers and sisters.
主亲自与我们同在。
The Lord is with us.
在我们里面。
In us.
对我们说话。
Speak to us.
你记得在创世纪里面。
If you remember in the book of Genesis.
刚创造天地的时候,
After God created the heaven and earth,
亚当夏娃犯罪,
Adam and Eve sinned.
他们不顺服神的心意,
they did not obey God.
所以在圣经中有这样子记载, 一段记载的,
so there is this Bible verses.
在创世纪第三章,
In the book of Genesis, chapter 3,
第九节,
verse 9.
或者我从第八节开始讲。I'll
start reading from the 8.
天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说：“你在哪里？”Then
the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?"
十章第十节、十一节继续说，他说我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身肉体，我变长了。耶和华说，谁告诉你赤身肉体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？
Verse 10, he answered, I heard you in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid. And he said, Who told you that you are naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?
所以我不太懂这一段话,
I wasn't too understanding about this.
因为他是那位全知全能全有的神,
because he is the God who knows everything.
当人犯罪以后,
After man sin,
那神应该是全部都知道的,
God should have known.
结果神竟然问他说你在哪里?
But God asked, Where are you?
就那个, 当人犯罪以后, 身上失去了神的荣耀,
so when men sinned, they lost the glory of God.
人就变成赤身肉体,
and they became naked.
好像人跟人之间的交通就中断了。
So it's like an interruption between men and God.
所以神就问, 你在哪里?
So God asked, Where are you?
我不太清楚为什么神竟然问人, 他应该知道。
I didn't know why God asked for where are you while he should have known.
当我建主的时候，我一定要问他这个问题。
So I'm thinking that I should ask God about this question when I see him one day.
所以我有许多的问题。
I have many questions.
但在这里, 我可以稍微体会一点点, 好像神那个急迫的心。
But here I can feel the urge from God.
尤其当我小孩子离开家进大学以后,
especially when my children go to college.
我常打电话给他,
I always call them.
我常问的问题,
I always ask them a question.
你在哪里?
Where are you?
你在做什么?
What are you doing?
你知道那个, 就希望知道他在哪里, 但是你又不知道他在做什么, 或者不知道他在哪里。
You know, it's just an urge of knowing what they are doing and where they are.
当然我知道他在学校里。
Of course, I know they are in the school.
但是你在哪里?
But where are they?
你在做什么?
What is she doing?
我想神救了我们, 他知道我们, 但是神竟然怜悯我们救了我们。
But I know that God has saved us because of his mercy.
存在我们心里面继续的对我们说话。
God continued to speak to us in our heart.
好像有时候我们人犯罪, 我们就失去了和他的交通。
But because of our sins, we lost this fellowship with him.
就人犯了罪就赤身肉体。
After man sinned, we become naked.
在赤身肉体, 人失去了神的荣耀, 就赤身肉体。
After man lost the glory of God, they become naked.
我前几个礼拜才学了一点事情。
A few weeks ago, I learned a lesson.
我还知道, 当人要做股票的时候,
When man is looking into stocks,
你可以买股票, 你可以卖股票。
You can buy or sell.
然后另外还有一个叫做 option。
And there is another thing called option.
Option 又有很多种。
And there are many choices in the options.
就有人告诉我说, 如果你要申请 option, 你要申请那个最, 如果你要申请最难申请的是一个 option, 最高的, 好像是最高等, 叫做 naked option, negative buy, naked put.
The highest type of option is naked put.
就是买空卖空。
That is you buy empty and sell empty.
根据你有多少的能力,
According to how much you have.
它给你一个 power.
It gives you a power.
所以你用这个 power， 你虽然没有钱，你可能你没有实际的钱。
Even though you don't have the actual amount，
但它准许你买空卖空。
But allows you to buy without your actual amount。
英文名字叫 naked put。
And it's called naked put。
就是买空卖空的。
That is to buy empty and sell empty。
当我们人在世上的时候，如果我们不认识神的时候，我们可能就在这光景里面赤身肉体。买空卖空。
In the earth while we are living here, if we don't know the Lord, we might be in the same situation, buying empty and selling empty.
我们赤身而来，赤身而去。
We came naked and we leave naked.
我们什么也带不去。
We did not bring anything with us.
但是当我们有主了以后
，But when we have the Lord,
我们知道我们不再是赤身肉体。
We know that we are not naked.
我们乃是有神的荣耀。
But we have the glory of God.
那弟兄姐妹。在我们身上有神的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, we have the glory of God on us.
但是这个世界有许多事情要好像阻拦我们跟神之间的关系。
But in this world, there are so many things interrupting our relationship with God.
我记得我刚信主没有多久的时候。
I remember not long after I believed in the Christ.
有弟兄告诉我一个事情。
There is a brother who told me this thing.
他画一个三角形。
He draw a triangle.
他在这三角形里面，神在上面。
And with this triangle, God is on top.
过去我们是跟地连结。
Before we were connected to the earth.
当我们信主，主在我们里面，我们有主的救恩的时候，我们就跟神连结在一起。
After we believe in the Lord, we have this relationship, so we have this connection to the above.
所以它就变成一个三角，神在上面，人在旁边两个。
So it become a triangle that God is on top and men are on the bottom two corners.
它是一个正三角形。
And this is a symmetrical triangle.
还没有找到吗？就是说，我们人跟神之间就变成了正常，因为我们跟他连接起来。我们 人跟人之间的关系跟神的关系就变成正常。
This is a normal relationship among men and God.
那我当时就很羡慕他。
So I was envy at that time.
因为我知道，在没有信主前，那种心中没有盼望，根本不知道跟人怎么相处。
Because I knew that before we have the Lord, we don't know how to have a relationship among men.
所以，当我信主一段时间的时候，我就稍微。原谅我再用这个再延伸一下。
And forgive me to have more explanations on this.
我发觉好像有时候是有点困难。
Sometimes I find it hard.
下一个好吗
？And the next slide.
因为当我们人跟人之间关系，常常我们有时候就很困难，因为每个人都不一样。
The relationship among men is difficult because every person is different.
有时候我们是因为人而信主。
Because sometimes we believe in the Lord because of some other people.
有时候我们因为人而跌倒。
And sometimes because of the fallen of the other people.
那有时候就很，当我们跟主的关系不好的时候，我们就常常因着人而产生一些困难。
So when we don't have a true relationship with the Lord, our relationship, we are influenced by other people.
那每个人跟神关系又不太一样。
And then every person has different relationship with the Lord.
有时候我跟我小女儿会吵架。
Sometimes I might have argument with my younger daughter.
因为我知道我做父亲大概我是对的。
Because I know I'm the father, I'm right.
但是如果跟他讲一讲变成他是对的，我要跟他说对不起。
But sometimes when we argue, then it turns out that she's right, and I have to say sorry to her.
所以我就回到神面前说，我错了吗
？But sometimes I will question myself, am I really wrong?
比如说我在看说他应该做律师。
And she said she wants to be a lawyer.
我们常常就在这个环境里面，在这个关系里面，我们就常常的。失去了我们跟神之间的关系，好像就产生了一点的中断。
So because of this human relationship, sometimes we it interrupts our relationship with God.
有时候我们又要去模仿人家。
And sometimes we want to imitate other people.
尤其是年轻人。
Especially for the young.
我们就要通通在一起。
We want to be together.
还可以讲讲话。
And so that we can chat.
那他是怎么样，我也要怎么样。
And the way he is, I want to be like him.
所以我们就模仿人家。
So we will copy the others.
那我们跟神之间关系就往下掉。
Then the relationship with God get loose.
我们盼望求主帮助我们。
May Lord help us.
我们现在当我们在一起的时候，
我们
有关系的时候。
When we are together with relationship.
我们乃是一起能够跟神的关系越来越好。
We can build up the relationship with God better and better.
然后我们的关系就成为一个正常。
And then we have the normal relationship among men.
如果再往下一章。
And the next slide.
分门别类。
That is the segregation.
我们有时候有这个情投意合的，我们就在一起。
Those who have the same thoughts and habits will group together.
然后，情不投意不合，我们就分开。
And those doesn't have the same interests will be divided.
然后我们还是和神好像有交通。
We look like we still have relationship.
所以我们就分门别类。
So then we start dividing among ourselves.
再下一张。
And next slide.
也可能到一个光景。
And to a point.
我们原来个人的主义。
We have this individualism.
我们跟人连结。
We connected with other men.
我们可能就失去了我们自己跟神之间的连结。
And then we lost this direct connection with God.
我们看着人而不看着神。
We looked upon men more than looked upon God.
那我们人的本性，我们还有一个本性，我们也希望人跟我们连结。
And we still have this desire to have fellowship with others.
我们就希望人通通好像能够成为一个个人性的崇拜。
So then it established a personality cult.
如果你不听我的，那可能我们就没有交通。
If you are not obeying what I said, then we don't have fellowship together.
你就产生了另一类的个人主义。
So then it establish a worship of a person.
或者一个另外一个中间的阶层。
Or it become an intermediate person in between.
所以我们才知道主是我们的头。
But even though we know Lord is our head.
我们乃是彼此为肢体。
We are body parts among us.
我们互相联络为肢体。
And we are interconnected.
教会乃是主是头。
For the whole church, the Lord is the head.
我们乃是其中的肢体。
And we are the body parts.
我们没有中间阶级。
There is no intermediate level.
弟兄姐妹都一样。
Brothers and sisters are all same important.
如果我们可以通通跟主连结在一起。
If we are all connected to the Lord.
我们就成为主的身体。
Then we become the body of the Christ.
乃是主为头。
And Lord is the head.
我们成为一个正常的身体。
This is the normal body.
我们人跟人之间的关系也就正常。
The relationship among men is normal.
有时候我们听到交响乐团。
Sometimes we listen to orchestra.
不同的乐器。
A different instrument.
他们为什么可以那么配合在一起？
Why they could have such a harmony?
每一个人都要听那个指挥。
Everyone has to look at the conductor.
然后回家也要练习。
And they have to practice at home.
然后当我们聚在一起的时候，全部听一个头。
When they are as a group, they all listen to this conductor.
所以可以有一个很美丽的声音。
So that they can create this harmonized music.
因为每一个人都听那个头的声音。
Because everyone obey the conductor.
我们个人的音乐也是这样子。
Our individual music is the same way.
虽然我们有五个手指头都是一起动的样子。
Even though we have five fingers that are moving around.
但是我每次看到弟兄姐妹。有在弹钢琴的时候
But we will see that when brothers and sisters playing piano
每个手指头都必须在不同的位置
Every fingers are on different keys
他们为什么可以这样子
Why can they do that?
因为这五个手指头有一个头
Because these fingers have a head
那是多么的奇妙
And what a miracle is this?
你还有眼睛也要配合耳朵也要配合
And your eyes has to coordinate Your ears has to listen
脚也要配合
And even your foot has to coordinate
有时候嘴巴还要配合
Sometimes your mouth has to coordinate as well
然后五个手指头在不同的地方
And all these fingers have to be in different places
能够有一个音乐是多么奇妙的事情
To make music is such a miracle
乃是因为他们有一个头
Because they have one head
让我们快要有 VBS
We are going to have a BBS.
弟兄姐妹都应该要参加，如果你可以的话。
Brothers and sisters, if you can, you should all join.
如果你没有办法参加，那你就没有办法参加。
Of course, if you can't, you can't.
但是我们还有一个 BBS.
But we have another BBS.
叫做 Vocation Bible School.
That is the Vocation Bible School.
是一个天职。
This is a heavenly duty.
每一个人都要参加。
Everyone should attend.
没有一个人可以离开。
No one can leave.
乃是我们天职上面，我们应该要有的一个学习。
This is our heavenly study.
在一个头下面一起的学习。
Under the same head that we study together.
我们可能有一些活动。
We might have some activities.
活动结束了以后，我们还是要回到那个天职的管理之下。
After the activities, we have to return to the same head and have the same studies.
每个礼拜天有主日学。
Every Sunday we have the Bible study.
每个礼拜五晚上有查经。
Every Friday night we have Bible study.
礼拜二晚上主日许可我们有祷告聚会。
Tuesday night we have the prayer meeting.
我们来在一起的学习。
These are the study group as a group.
我们可以参加各种的聚会。
We could attend different type of gatherings.
但是我们每一天24小时一个礼拜七天在主的交通里面应该是不中断。
But 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we should never have interrupted fellowship with God.
弟兄姐妹之间的交通也是如此。
Brothers and sisters, fellowship among themselves is the same.
更重要的是跟主的交通永远不间断。
The most important thing is not to have any interruption with God.
我不知道弟兄姐妹的情况是怎么样。
I don't know about you.
实际上我们每天随时随刻我们都应该跟主之间的交通是不间断。
Every day, any minute, we should not have any interruption of the Lord.
我们避免让主问我们你在哪里。
We have to avoid being asked by the Lord, where are you?
我们知道他都知道，我们相信他都知道。
We believe that he knew.
那这是在基督里的奥秘。
And this is the mystery in the Christ.
我们这些外邦人竟然可以跟以色列一起在一个身体里面。
That we Gentiles can be with the chosen people Israelite, be in the same body.
而这一些在教会中要得到彰显。
And these will be revealed through the church.
神要借着教会使天上执政掌权，得知神百般的奥秘的智慧。
Lord is going to use the church to reveal all these rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms.
他是那位头。
He is the head.
教会在地上彰显他的旨意。
The church on earth is to reveal his will.
当我们和主的关系连接，和主的关系连接起来。
When we have connection with the Lord.
我们相信一定会有一个结果。
We know the result.
我们会越来越爱他。
That we will love him more and more.
因为他给我们的就是爱。
Because all he gave us is love.
我们在他爱里面，我们怎么会没有爱他的心呢？
If we are in his love, how can we not have the love to him?
当我们爱他的时候，我们自然就会爱人。
When we love him, then we naturally will love others.
因为神的爱就是在我们里面。
Because Lord's love is in us.
因着神的爱，神是爱人的爱，所以我们在人之间的关系就恢复了正常。
And because of God's love in us, we could have this normal relationship with other people with love.
在约翰一书里面也说
，In the book of First John，
有一个东西阻拦了我们，好像我们爱神的心就得到缺乏。
There is one thing interrupting our love。
在约翰一书二章十五节里面
，First John chapter two verse 15。
他说不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the craving of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, come not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
我们如何爱神？
If we love the God,
我们就知道从我们爱这个世界或世界上的事，或者我们爱我们自己，我们可以知道我们有多少爱神。
Then from how much we love the world and ourselves, we know how much love we have with the Lord.
在这世界和世界上的事，还有些我们个人的喜好，常常就把我们一直往下拉。
All this love that we have to the world and our own interest have pulled us down from the God's love.
那弟兄姐妹，我们刚也都刚借着伯弟兄，我们也读到了雅各书。
And through Brother Paul, we also read the book of James.
在雅各书第四章第四节。
In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 4.
所以有这么一句话。
Has this verse.
所以刚开始会不太懂。
I didn't understand in the beginning.
我还是到现在还是不太懂。
Even now, it's not completely yet.
第四章第四节说
，Verse four it says，
你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。你们想经上所说的是徒然的吗？神所赐住在我们里面的灵，是恋爱至于嫉妒吗
？You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred towards God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that the spirit he calls to live in us envies intensely?
凡想与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌。
All those being friendship with the world is the enemy of God.
我们难道不知道神的爱是爱我们到一个地步，神会嫉妒我们吗？
Don't you know that the love from the God to a point that he will envy us?
原谅我拿这个做例子。
And forgive me using this example.
我有一次看到一个弟兄的这个大女儿在那里哭，哭得很凶。
One time I saw a brother's elder daughter's cry very intensely.
又跺手又跺脚。
She was crying and moving her arms and legs.
她一进门就开始就又跺手又跺脚。
She was jumping up and down and crying once she entered the door.
这个姥姥父母亲在旁边都不知道该怎么办。
Grandparents and the parents don't know what to do.
后来细心去问她，她不跟她父母亲讲。
And then the parents asked her, but she doesn't speak to the parents.
哦，哭得好伤心啊。
She was so much crying.
好生气啊。
And she was upset.
然后她细心问她的时候。
And continually being asked.
她说我爸爸都爱我妹妹。
And she said that my father only loves my younger sister.
他说都不爱我。
They don't love me.
他就照顾他。
They only take care of the younger sister.
哇，哭得一塌糊涂。
There she was crying so much.
我实在为着这个弟兄感谢主。
Thanks the Lord for this brother.
他有个女儿这么的爱他，这么需要他爱他。
He has such a daughter who loves him so much and needs him so much.
他这么的在意。
And she cares so much.
这个父母亲跟姥姥在旁边都不知道该怎么办。
And the parents and grandma doesn't know what to do.
自然我们知道，人的嫉妒常常是为着自己。
You know that the jealousy of men always for themselves.
但是神的嫉妒乃是为着我们。
But the jealousy from God is for us, not for him.
我不晓得神要我们做什么。
I don't know what we need to do.
年轻人或许还漂亮一点。
The youth maybe have his own beauty.
或者还有力量一点。
Or still have their strength.
或许聪明一点。
And could be still more wiser.
但有一天这些都要过去的。
But all these things will pass.
我们会变得又老又丑。
We will become ugly and old.
我们根本不知道我们在做什么。
And we might lose our conscience. What are we doing?
我们这么自私自利的人。
We are so selfish.
神既然爱我们爱到嫉妒我们和这个世界的联合。
But God loves us so much that he even envies us because we are connected to the world.
我们有什么好？
What is good in us?
他既然爱我们说爱到嫉妒。
That he will love us to a point that he envies us.
我不懂。
I don't understand.
我只能说谢谢他。
I can only thank him.
虽然他是那位这么至高无上的神。
Even though he is such a high God.
他竟然爱我们到一个地步。
But he loves us to a point.
第二个，我们从哪里知道我们要怎么爱神呢？
And the other point, how we know how we can love God.
约翰一书第二章第五节说。
First John chapter.
第二章第五节。
Chapter 2:5.
凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。
But if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him.
遵守主的诫命，这就是爱他。
Obey his commandment is to love him.
我们爱主的诫命吗？
Do we love his commandment?
我们喜欢读神的话吗？
Do we love to read his word?
我们喜欢祷告吗？
Do we love to pray?
我们喜欢在一起的聚集，在他的话语里面认识他吗？
Do we love to have gatherings to know him?
我记得有一次跟一个弟兄在交通。
One time I have this fellowship with brother.
他跟我说，弟兄你不晓得。
And he said, brother, you don't know.
他说我跟你不一样。
I'm different with you.
他说我没有办法读圣经，我读不懂。
He said, I could not read the Bible, I don't understand.
所以我就用听的。
So I listen.
所以我就去做。
And I act it out.
我去体会。
I tried to have this experience.
他在祷告。
In his prayer,
我有一次看他在祷告的时候，
I was watching him pray one time.
我很惊讶，神的生命在他里面竟然这么的丰富。
I was surprised how abundant God's life is in him.
虽然他说他没有办法读圣经。
Even though he told me that he couldn't read the Bible.
他说他没有读那么多的书。
He was not literate so much.
但是他爱主。
But he loved the Lord.
我知道他爱主。
I know he loved the Lord.
在里面，圣灵告诉我说，这位是那位爱主的弟兄。
And in me, the Holy Spirit told me that this is the brother who loved the Lord.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
并不在于我们有多聪明。
It's not up to how wise we are.
乃在我们愿意不愿意。
But up to whether we are willing.
在约翰一书也说，神的诫命不是懒守的。
And in the book of 1 John, it also said that God's commandment is not grievous.
因为神的道已经在我们里面了。
Because the God seed is already in us.
我们可以胜过世界，乃是因着我们的信心。
We can overcome the world because of our faith.
这个信心并不在于我。
This faith is not up to me.
乃是我们看着那位主。
But we have our eye fixed on the Lord.
就好像刚诗歌唱的，我们看着他。
Just like the hymn we just sang, that we look at him.
我们就可以得胜。
Then we can overcome.
让主的生命在我们里面，因着他的话，我们越来越能够增加。
And
主越来越增加。
We can grow. His life can grow in us when his word is in us.
人有神的生命，人有神的儿子。才有神的生命。
When we have the Son of the God, then we have the life of God.
我们必须要认识他。
We must know him.
要不然神的生命在我们里面永远是那么的微小。
Otherwise, this life of God is always so little in us.
我们的生命和他的关系好像也是越来越远。
And our relationship with him is getting more and more farther.
第三样。
And the third.
我们知道我们如何去爱神。
That we know how to love God.
在约翰一书四章二十节。
In the book of John, First John, verse four, chapter four.
20-21节说：“人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。”
Verse 20 and 21. If anyone says I love God yet hate his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen.
四章十二节说。
Chapter 4:12 it says.
从来没有人见过神。我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面， 爱他的心在我们里面得以完全。
No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us.
我们必须要彼此相爱。
We must love one another.
这是我们在众人面前的见证。
This is the testimony that we do in the public.
也因着我们能够彼此相爱。
And because we can love each other.
我们爱神的心在我们里面就得以完全。
Then this love to God will be made complete in us.
那我们如何的彼此相爱呢
？So how can we love each other？
我们上一次有交通到，我们必须像主一样来，主怎么爱我们，我们也要怎么彼此相爱。
Last time we have this fellowship that how Jesus loved us, we can love the same way among us.
我们在顺服中彼此的相爱。
In the obedience, we love each other.
我们彼此相爱，让人得着生命。
We love each other so that each of us has life.
我们等候神的心意。
We await for the God's will.
我们即使在苦难和患难之中，能够彼此的相爱。
Even in difficulties and tribulations, we can still love each other.
哇，这是非常奇妙的事情。
This is a miracle to me.
我记得。以前在读书的时候
I remember when I was studying in school.
我们什么都没有
We have nothing.
然后我们在一起的查经
And we study Bible together.
我们借人家的地方
We use other people's place.
然后我们在一起查经的时候多么的喜乐
And we have such a joy among us when we gather together.
弟兄姐妹都不愿意离开
Brothers and sisters do not want to leave.
到礼拜五晚下午的时候
Friday evening.
好像每个人都期望要去礼拜五查经一样。
It's like everyone desire to go to this Bible study on Friday.
我们到聚会的地方开始就把所有的东西，因为借人家的地方，必须把所有的东西拿出来。
Because we are using other people's place, we have to bring out all our Bibles.
然后聚会完，我们再把所有东西再摆回去。
After the gathering, we have to collect everything and put it back.
我们那时候还有点心。
We have dessert time.
那弟兄姐妹都在打工
，and brothers and sisters were all working。
结果还有点心吃
，but we still have dessert。
那我们现在有这么好的地方
，now we have such a good building。
我们是不是有同样的感觉
？Do we still have the same feeling？
我们那么的愿意一起到神的面前
？Are we still willing to come before the Lord together？
我们要如何彼此的相爱
？How do we love each other？
我们要神像神爱我们一样，我们能够彼此相爱。
We have to love each other like God loves us.
我不懂。
I don't know.
我只知道神把最好的给我们。
I only know that God gave us the best.
我们如何把我们最好的给弟兄姐妹
？And how do we give our best to brothers and sisters?
我们现在需要主恩典怜悯我们。
We truly need the mercy from the Lord.
但是有一件，接着有一句话，我觉得或许我们可以实行的出来。
But there is this verse that maybe we can act it out.
在马太福音22章。
In the book of.
22章34、39节。
Book of Matthew chapter 22.
这是有一个法利赛人他问主耶稣的一个问题。
This is a question from a Pharisee to Jesus.
他问主耶稣说律法中的诫命哪一条是最大的耶稣对他说你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神这是诫命中的第一且是最大的其实也相反就是要爱人如己。
He asked, Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself.
然后在路加福音第十章有类同样的我相信也是这同样的一件事情。记载在路加福音第十章。
In the book of Luke, chapter 10, it has a similar text.
十章二十五节。
Chapter 10, verse 25.
就那个人就问他说，因为同样那个经节也可以翻译成说， 我们要其次也相仿，就是爱人如己，或者就是说我们要爱我们的邻舍，就好像爱自己一样。
It mentioned about love the neighbor like loving yourself.
所以他就问说谁是我的邻舍。
And so he asked, who is my neighbor?
然后这时候你知道在那个故事里面有三种人。
And you know, in the story, there are three type of people.
法利赛人。
One is the Pharisees.
还有律法师。
And the priest.
还有一个是外邦人。
And another one is a Gentile.
就外邦人就帮助了一个帮助了那个人。
The Gentile helped the person who get hurt.
然后主耶稣就反问他说你说谁是他的邻舍？
And Jesus asked him around and said, who do you think is his neighbor?
所以爱人如己，在我感觉好像就是必须站在对方的想法、对方的立场，谁得着了那个爱？
So love your neighbor.
他从谁那里得着了爱？
So love your neighbor as yourself is not from our point of view, from the neighbor's point of view.
不是我要去爱谁。
It's not who I want to love.
而是所接受的那个人，他是不是真是得着了我们的爱？
But the one who's receiving, did he really receive the love?
其次也相仿。
And
it's alike.
Just alike.
我们怎么爱神呢？
How do we love our Lord?
我们用我们的方法去爱神吗？
Do we use the way we are to love God?
还是我们用神的方法去爱他？
Or we use God's way to love God?
神是不是真实的认识我在爱他？
Did God acknowledge that we are loving him?
你记得大家都很熟悉的，就是有人说他为主传道赶鬼，他为主做传福音，但是主不认识他。
You might be familiar about the story that someone claimed to be preaching the gospel, casting the demons, and spreading the gospel, but Lord did not know him.
我们爱神，神认识我们吗？
We love God, but did God acknowledge us?
我们爱人，人真的是认识了我们的爱吗？
We love other people, but did other people acknowledge and agree that we are loving them?
常常我们爱人爱到一个地步，我们成为变成一个论断或者批评。
A lot of time we love people to a point that is actually a judgment or criticism.
因为我们站在我们的立场去爱着他。
Because we are standing from our point of view to love him.
我想对我自己反省我自己，常常我就是如此。
I always remind myself that I'm doing the same thing.
尤其当我在跟小孩子相处的时候
，especially when I'm together with my children，
我没有办法体会在他身上那种压力。
I cannot experience the pressure that they got.
我用着我的方法去爱他。
I'm using my way of love to love them.
但是他不认识我的爱。
But they did not acknowledge my love.
我并没有，没错，我是真实的爱他，但是没有站在他的立场去想。
Truly, I love them, but I did not stand from the point of their point of view.
所以我们常常用着论断，用着批评去爱。
So then we start judging and criticizing as to replace love.
或者用着我们自己的方法来爱着他。
Or using our own way to love them.
我们以为他们我们在爱人。
We thought we are loving them.
但是话又说回来，这里提到说我们要爱人如己，好像爱我们自己一样。
And so in another way that it says that we have to love our neighbor as if we are loving ourselves.
我们身上有许多自己必须要放下来。
There are so much of ourselves that we have to let it go.
我们必须要上十字架，用神用着十字架。把我们这个人慢慢的炼尽。
We must go on to our put up our own cross because through the cross God train us.
只要不属于神的，通通要上十字架。
So whatever that doesn't belong to the God should go should be put up onto the cross.
不是我们自己要上十字架。
We should not be walking up to the cross ourselves.
而是在主里面，在那个十字和主一起，主帮助我们在十字架里面。
But Lord will help us to get onto the cross.
但是我们还有一部分是属乎神，在神眼中看为宝贵的。
There are still part of us precious in the eye of God.
我们是神的儿女。
We are God's children.
我们是神的先知。
We are prophets.
我们有神的话。
We have God's word.
我们是神的祭司。
We are God's priest.
我们是神的国度。
And we are the kingdom of God.
我们是神的圣殿。
We are the temple of God.
神在我们里面。
God is in us.
这一部分是我们必须要珍惜、要爱的那一部分。
This is the part that we have to precious and love.
同样的，每个弟兄姐妹身上都有。
Every brothers and sisters has these.
他们有同样的，跟我们有同样的主。
They have the same Lord.
我们就不能够用着外貌来判断人。
We cannot judge by our appearance.
我们爱着我们自己，那神给我们的那个尊贵，我们也爱弟兄姐妹那个尊贵。
We have this honor from Lord, and we have to respect other people's honor from Lord.
我们爱人如己，不要只在言语和舌头上。
And we cannot love other people using tongue and word.
主要在行为和诚实。
We have to use our deed and truth.
我们敬拜神乃在心灵和诚实。
We worship Lord using our soul and our mind.
Using our spirit.
In our spirit.
And in truth.
And in truth to worship Lord.
敬拜神用着心灵和诚实。
To worship Lord with our spirit and truth.
对着弟兄姐妹乃用着行为和真实。
But to brothers and sisters, we have to use deed and truth.
我们不求自己的喜欢。
We do not seek our interest.
不求自己的益处。
We do not seek our benefit.
求众人的益处。
But seek for the all men.
叫他们得救。
And so that everyone can be saved.
接着在 马太福音19章里面
In the book of Matthew chapter
19 20节
Verse 20
这里面有一个人来见耶稣。
There is this young man who came to Jesus.
他问主说还要怎么样进入永生。
He asked Jesus how to enter into the eternity.
第十八节里面。
Verse 18.
主耶稣给了他一些的诫命。
Jesus gave him some commandment.
二十节。
Verse 20.
那少年人说这一切我都遵守了还缺少什么呢。
And the man said, all these I have kept. What do I still lack?
二十一节主耶稣说你若愿意做完全人可去变卖你所有的分给穷人就必有财宝在天上你还要来跟从我。
Verse 21 Jesus answered, If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor and you will have treasures in heaven. Then come, follow me.
所以你看马可福音十章二十一节。
In the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 21.
同样的一件事情。
It's the same event.
十章二十一节，这里有一句话是马可记载说，耶稣看着他就爱他。
Here Mark wrote down that Jesus looked at him and loved him.
我想 我可能错，但是好像这是唯一一个地方，主耶稣在圣经在圣经里面有记载说，主耶稣看着他就爱他。
I could be wrong, but this is the place that I found that is recorded that Jesus looked at him and loved him.
他遵守了所有的诫命。
He followed every commandment.
主耶稣看着他就爱他。
And Jesus saw him and loved him.
好宝贵的一句话。
What a precious word.
我不晓得主在今天怎么看我们。
I don't know how Lord look at us today.
我知道主爱我们。
I know Lord love us.
但是在这里有一个人
But here is one person
在神的话里面记下来
that was recorded in God's word,
他遵守了神的诫命
that he obeyed God's commandment,
神看着他就爱他
and God looked at him and loved him,
然后神还告诉他一句话
and God told him,
变卖所有的一切的跟从主
Go sell everything and follow me,
跟从主
Follow the Lord,
是否主要我们更进一步在爱他的事情上面我们必须有一些思考。
Is that how Lord want us to love him further?
我想我们的生命或许还没到这个时候。
Our life may not be reaching to this point yet.
或者主要用我们用另外的方式。
Or Lord want to use us in a different way.
但是我实在盼望主跟我说主 真实的在里面告诉我他是如何的爱我。
But I truly look forward for the Lord to tell me how much He loved me.
我知道他爱我。
I know He loved me.
我知道有那么一天我要跟他永远在一起。
I know that one day I'll be with Him forever.
享受他的爱。
Enjoy His love.
但是主实在也告诉我一个命，诫命。
But Lord also tell me this commandment.
跟从主。
To follow Him.
放下。
Put things down.
跟从主。
Follow the Lord.
这是我们跟佛教，我相信。有许多的宗教讲放下。
There are a lot of religions, even including Buddhism, that mention about putting down things.
但是我们知道我们为什么放下。
But we have to know why we have to put things down.
我们也知道我们有从哪里来力量，我们可以放下。
And we have to know where we got the strength to put everything down.
我们知道我们的力量从主那里而来。
We know that our strength came from the Lord.
我们也知道我们要怎么做，要怎么去跟从主。
And we know how to follow the Lord.
因为主的圣灵在里面一直帮助我们。
Because Lord, Holy Spirit continuously in us to help us.
主不中断和我们的关系。
Lord never interrupts His relationship with us.
只要我们愿意亲近他，他就亲近我们。
As long as we are willing to go before Him, He will be with us.
在哥林多前书七章二十九节。
In the First Corinthians, book of First Corinthians, chapter 7.
七章二十九节。
Chapter 7, verse 29.
弟兄们，我对你们说，时候减少了，从此以后，那有妻子的要像没有妻子，爱哭的要像不爱哭，快乐的要像不快乐，自买的要像无有所得，用事物的要像不用事物，因为这世界的样子将要过去。
Brothers, what I mean is that the time is short, for from now on those who have wives should live as if they had none, those who have mourned as if they did not, those who are happy as if they were not, those who buy something as if it were not theirs to keep, those who use the things of the world as if not engrossed in him, for this world in its present form is passing away.
在三十五节他继续说，他说我说这话是为你们的益处，不是要牢笼你们，乃是要叫你们得合一的事，得以殷勤服侍主，没有分心的事。
I'm saying this for your own good, not to restrict you, but that you may live in a right way in undivided devotion to the Lord.
如果在座有还不信 还不认识主的人，
If among us there are sitting friends who has not known the Lord,
甚至于我们自己，
Even ourselves.
有时候我们实在不懂这句话。
Sometimes we do not understand these words.
为什么好像有妻子的，好像没有妻子
？Why we have wife as if we don't?
用事物的，好像不用事物。
Why we have things as if we don't have them?
因为我们知道，当主来充满我们的时候，主会补满这一切。
Because we know that when Lord come, He is going to fill us with all these.
我问我自己。
I ask myself,
如果我今天没有信主的话，
if I am not a believer today,
我没有办法爱我的妻子，
I could not love my wife.
但是如果今天因着我信主，
but because I believe in the Lord,
我知道我爱她，
I know I love her.
这是一个真实的。
This is true.
还有什么比这更真实？
So what is more real than this?
我们没有一个人认识什么是爱。
We have none of us know what is love.
如果不是神爱我们，没有一个人认识爱。
If God do not love us, we do not know what is love.
但是因为他爱我们，我们就真实知道什么是那真实的爱。
But because He loves us, then we know what is the true love.
所以我们就可以爱人。
Then we can love others.
我们可以爱我们的妻子。
We can love our wife.
我们可以爱我们的家人。
Our families.
爱我们的邻舍。
Our neighbors.
我们可以像主一样，
We can be like our Lord,
爱世人，
love everyone.
那乃是我们每一天跟主有那亲密的交通。
That is, we have to have this close relationship with our Lord every day.
在腓立比书四章十一节，
In the book of Philippians, chapter 4,
这是保罗他如何在世上过日子。
This is how Paul lived his life on the earth.
腓立比书四章十一节。
Book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 11。
他说：“我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。 我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或富足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
For I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength.
他说我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。或许可以讲说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事我都有力量。
Here it says that I can do everything through Him who gives me strength, or in other words, it's also meaning that I have strength for all things in Him that give me power.
因为神爱我们，所以我们知道什么是爱。
Because God loves us, then we understand what is love.
因为有他的爱，所以我们可以走前面的路。
Because of His love, we can continue to walk the path.
因为有他的爱，所以我们可以知足。
Because of His love, then we become content.
我们在什么环境之下，我们都可以都有力量在那环境中的相处，生活。
Under every situation, we have the strength to continue and to live.
因为我们所靠的乃是那位爱我们的主。
Because we are depending on the Lord who loves us.
这一切世上的一切都会过去。
All these worldly things will pass.
唯有神的话永远长存。
Only the word from the God will last forever.
他给我们的乃是那永远的生命。
He gave us the eternal life.
这不是以后才有的。
This is not something in the future.
今天主就要我们在他里面能够经历他那个丰富的生命。
Today, God already wants us to experience this abundant life.
我们求主帮助我们和他的生和他的关系是一直不间断的。
And may Lord help us to have this continuous relationship with Him without interruption.
我们必须在他主给我们的环境里面去知足。
Whatever situation that God gave us, we have to have this content and to be satisfied.
靠着他走每一天的生活。
Relying on Him to walk every day, the daily life.
我们就不会靠那个外面的事情。
Then we would not depend on the outward thing.
好吧，那我们就一起有些祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
主啊，我们要谢谢你是你自己的恩典跟怜悯。
Lord, we truly thank you for your grace and your mercy.
主，我们实在必须说，主，我们不没有常常不在你的心意里面。
Lord, we have to admit that we are always out of your will.
但是主，我们感谢你是如何的爱我们。
But we thank you for your love.
主，你再给我们机会。
That you give us opportunities.
让我们常常靠着你走前面的路。
So that we can always depend on you to walk the path in front of us.
我们可以荣耀你。
That we can glorify you.
让人得益处。
So that people can receive the benefit.
当我们彼此相爱的时候，我们乃是有真实的爱在我们中间。
When we love each other, we have this true love.
我们见证你的同在。
That we can testify your presence.
在你的爱中彼此的建造。
And in love we build each other.
愿你的名在教会中得到高举。
May your name be exalted in the church.
主，只有你是配的。
Lord, only you are worthy.
我们靠主耶稣基督圣名。
In Christ Jesus' name. Amen.